Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Yom HaTzmaut is coming up. And this makes us think, is there any religious value to Yom HaTzmaut? Now, we must make the point at the outset that from a purely political perspective, it's important for Jews to have a place to go. As we know from our history, that there were so many times where we had no place to go. So I think it's very hard to argue with the point that any place the Jews have, even if it was like Texas, let's say they would give us the Jewish state would be Texas. And all Jews, all you have to do is prove that you're Jewish and you can live in Texas. And it would be great because so many Jewish guys wear hats and so many cowboys wear hats. So you wouldn't, you would really be able to fit in. In any event, that in itself has value. So we're not talking from a political perspective and saving lives and from a very this-worldly perspective. There's no question that we need a place. And that place is Israel, which has Kedusha, undoubtedly, undisputably. So that's even better. So about that, we're not arguing. We just want to know, when our question is there a religious value in having independence, in having rule, in having sovereignty? So for some people, it's a no-brainer. Of course there is. For others, it's a no-brainer. Of course there isn't. So our job here is to view the sources and see what they say, and then, of course, not to come to any conclusions, because I will leave the conclusions to people greater than myself, like, for example, you. However, our job here is to go through the sources and to become a little bit more knowledgeable about it. There was a rabbi, really the father of the modern Bnei Akiva movement, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, who is a son who was for many years was a Ram in Yeshivat HaKotel, where I studied for 13 years, named Rav Nachum Neria. And one of the Svarim of Rav Neria is a sefer called Snif Melucha, which is a collection of his articles. And on page 15, he has a long piece on this very question, Atzma'ut Yisrael Bahalacha. That's what he calls it. So we are going to learn through some of the sources. And again, I will leave the conclusions to you. I will just make my own comments and leave it at that. Says the Maharal Miprag in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael in the first perek, Roi shekol uma ve'uma mitzad shenivra la'atzma shelo tehei rishus acherim aleha. It's fitting that every nation should have nobody else's ruling over them. Shibur uma ve'uma ein ze lefi seder hametzius ki roi shetiye kol uma b'nei chorin. It is fitting that every nation should be a free nation. It's against nature. It's against the Seder of the world that a nation shouldn't have independence. Ki ein lechad metzius kasher utachas yad acher. A person doesn't have true metzius when he is under somebody else's jurisdiction. And if that's what the Maharal says about the Goyim, about the Jews, certainly. V'chein Yisrael, says the Maharal, einam ru'uyim lefi seder hametzius sheyiyu tachas memshelas acherim. It is not fitting that the Jewish people should be under anybody else's rule, and other people v'yachayrim mishabdim behem, and other people should be make the Jewish people subservient. And so writes the Maharsha in Meseches Brachos at the end of Dibur HaMaschil, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos and Afnun Dalad Amid Beis. Shelo bo Yisrael idei cheres gemura ad lachar shekavshu Eretz Yisrael. That the Jewish people only became truly free after they captured Eretz Yisrael. And the Oivim are no longer ruling over us. It's not enough that we're in Eretz Yisrael, but to actually be kovesh, to capture Eretz Yisrael. And before Matan Torah, what were we promised? Ve'atem tiyu li mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, says the Mechilta in Shmos, ki v'yachol, a'eni mamid v'eni mashlit aleichem acherim el ani, nobody else is going to rule over you except for me. Mamleches, eini mamlich aleichem acherim el mikem, the only people ruling over you are going to be from you. Like the Sfasema says, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to appoint the leader, so they shouldn't be like sheep without a shepherd. So in Pashup Shat, the shepherd is the leader. But the Sfasema says the shepherd is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the purpose of the leader is just to lead the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the job. The king has to always walk around with a Sefer Torah. Because that's his job. He has to remember at all times. That's his job, to bring people closer to Torah. To rule the people based on Torah. Under the rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea of Memshala is Milashon Mashal. It's supposed to be a Mashal to Malchus Shemayim. So the only people nobody else is going to rule over you except for me. There's going to be no Shilton over you except for me, says the Medrash. V'atem tiyu li, you're going to be to me. So that's the me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just me. And even you'll have a Melech, but ain't li mamlech aleichem acher melech mikem. Nobody else is going to rule over you except for you. And this you, of course, is going to bring to me. In the bracha given to the Jewish people, it says in Dvarim Tesvav Vav, U'mashalta v'goyim rabim u'v'chaloyim sholu. You're going to rule over the many nations and they're not going to rule over you. Again, you see this bracha of memshala. So we see from all these sources the importance of being a sovereign power. It says in the in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Yud Gimel and Dvarim, U'nisancha Hashem l'rosh v'lo l'zonav. You're going to be heads and not tails. What is this, a football game? And you want to find out who gets the first kickoff? No, says the Targum Yonos HaMen of Ziel. L'malchin v'lo l'hadyotin. You are going to be kings and not simpletons. What's the klala? The klala in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Mem Dalet. Hu yeh l'rosh v'ata tiyen et l'zonav. He is going to be a head, and you're going to be a tail. Yonos and Ben Uziel again. He's going to be ruling over you, and you're going to be the simple people. In other words, the bracha is when we're ruling. The klala is when the hedgeyotes are ruling over us. When we're hedgeyotes and others on goyim are ruling over us. And we learned in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Hayomad Aleph, Lo kiblu Yisrael es haTorah ela kedei shelo te'uma v'lashon shaled es bam. We only received the Torah so that another nation will not rule over us. Shenemar, leman yidav lahem v'lubneim ad olam, in order that you should have good for you and your children for all the forever. So what's the yidav? What's the good? A shilton atzmi, our own government. The Oneg Yontif, in his Hakdama, in Os Chavdalid, to his famous sefer Shalos and Shunas Oneg Yontif, he's explaining a Ramban and a Rashba. He says that the Kabbalah HaTorah was conditional. That the Jewish people only wanted to receive the Torah if they could rule in Eretz Yisrael. The Lo Kiblu Es HaTorah Me Ratzon El Al Menashe Te Eretz Yisrael Shelahem. And so writes Rabbi Yosef Albo in his Sefer Ikrim in Maimer Ravi Perek Mem Aleph. V'yeyud Yerushas Haaretz v'advarim agashmim leklal ha'uma al yad avos hoya kidei sheyuchlu ha'anoshim lahasig ha'atzlocha nafshis behiyos ha'uma b'shalva u'behashket. So this Yerushas Haaretz and all these dvarim gashmim that were promised to our forefathers are that we should just be able to sit in Eretz Yisrael in peace and calm, because ki biyosem golem be'eretz lo lahem. When we're in a land that's not ours, the Efshar Lam Labod Hashem Yisbarach Karoi. We can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So we're supposed to inherit the land to rule, and that nobody should rule over us. And how does Bilam curse us? We know from the curses of Bilam what's good for us. If somebody hates you, Chas V'Shalom, and curses you, you know that what he's cursing you, you know that's really what you need. What he's cursing you not to have is what you want to have. So how does the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Hayom and Beis, explain his klala? Shalotehe malchusam nimsheches. Shalotehe malchusam sholetes bumos. Shalotehe malchusam aza. Shalotehe emal malchusam. Their malchus, their kingship shouldn't continue. It shouldn't rule over the other nations. It shouldn't be strong. There shouldn't be fear of them. So we see that it's good to have malchus. Malchus is a very good thing. And because the Jewish people sin, we lost our covered malchus. It says, Ki Lashem, and if you know that, if it's a punishment for a sin, you know it's something important. Ki Lashem HaMelucha, says the Medrash in Esther Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Os Yud Gimel. By the way, Rav Neria wasn't writing this with a computer. Rav Neria was Nifter before computers were in. He was Nifter approximately 10 years ago. So, he had tremendous bekiyas, Rav Neria. Hafleva fella. I heard that he had a room filled with svarim. His whole house was, he had many, many, many svarim in his house, and you can point to any book and he could tell you what's in that book. Not just what the book is about, but the actual contents. He knew every sefer in his house. That's what I read. So he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rav Neria. He was a Talmud of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Came over, he wanted to learn, and he tried to sneak over the border, the Russian border, the Polish border, one of those borders. They're always changing the borders. They're always catching Jews and throwing them in jail. So he was thrown in jail, together with two other people, together with Rav Shol Israelite, who later became Rav Shol Yisraeli, and another Rav who used to have a name, and then afterwards his name became Rav Shadmi. And they ended up receiving a certificate from Rav Kook that he wants them to study in his Merkaz HaRav Yeshiva. That's how the people escaped from Europe. This is in the 1930s, late 20s, early 30s. And they ended up getting out. And then Rav Kook helped them escape. And what ended up happening? Rav Neria devoted his life to spreading the teachings of Rav Kook. He wrote many, many svarim. Rav Shol Israelite turned into Rav Shol Yisraeli. And he became the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz HaRav. And then the third Rav, if I'm not mistaken, also became a Ram, became a Magid Shir in Merkaz HaRav, less well-known, Rav Shadmi. I have one of his Sfarim in my house, also a very big Talmud Chacham. Rav Neria's original name wasn't Neria, it was Rav Menken. But he changed it to Neria. In any event, back to our show, it says, Ki Lashem HaMelucha L'Sha'avar Ha'isa Malchus Yisrael, it says in the Medrash in Esther Rabbah. Kevin Shechatu Nitla Malchus Me'am Nitla L'Sa'olam. When they sinned, the Malchus was taken from them and given to the Goyim. And because of this, it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Malcha v'sareha v'goyim ein Torah. Kevin shegolu Yisrael, it says that when the Jewish people went into Golus, ein lecha bitl Torah gadol mizeh. Since Malcha v'sareha v'goyim, when we went into the Golus of the Goyim, there's no Torah. We have no Torah, that's the greatest Bittul Torah. So losing our Malchus is Bittul Torah, going into Golus. And that was the Siba, that's the reason why we lost Nevuah. As the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Beis and Perek Lamed Vav, the Golus, we were far away, we were Avadim, says the Rambam, since we were Avadim, and we have this Atzvus, that's why we lost Nevuah. And that's, where does he get it from? He gets it from the Pasuk in Eicha. Malka b'sareba goyim ein Torah. Gam nivyeh lo matzu chazon. We go into Golus, we lose our Torah, we also lo matzu chazon, we also lose our Nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, the Gemara says in Chagiga, al ga'avosan shel Yisrael shenitla mehem enitla lulas olam. That our gaiva, our strength, our greatness, our glory of rulership was taken away from us and given to the Gentiles. It says Rashi in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mipnei Gedula Shelachem Shetisbatel. That's your Gedula. This Gavasan Shel Yisrael is the Gedula, the greatness, the power of the Jews. And it says in the Rif and the Ein Yankiv there, Ki Migalus Yechanya Nitla Gavasan Shel Yisrael. Already when Yechanya went into Galus, already the gaiva of the Jewish people was taken away, even though the Beis HaMikdash was still standing until the Golus of Tzidkio. Nevertheless, the very fact that we lost our rulership, that in itself caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cry. Kiviyachol. And how important having our own sovereign rule is, we can learn from the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. Why don't we say Hallel and Purim? We're free. Not only are we free, not only were we free from death, Mavis L'chaim. They were going to kill us, and we got life. So one of the reasons given is V'akati Achdei Achashverosh Anan. We're still under the rule of Achashverosh. We're not so happy. You can't say Hallel. And it's even more mefurish in the Psikta Rabasi in Perik Beis in the Medrash. She'en koren el ha'mapalasa shel malchus. We only read Hallel if the king, if the foreign kingdom falls, and they were no longer their servants, explains the Rav Margolios, the Mefarish there. And the Malchus of Achashverosh was still there, so therefore you can't say Hallel. We also know that the Jewish people went up in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So that was wonderful. However, it wasn't like the good old days. Ezra and Nehemiah, they had an aliyah. But it wasn't an aliyah like the olden days. Why? Because in the time of Yoshua bin Nun, they went and they were kovesh. They conquered. But here there was no conquering. They just went up, they gave us the okay, and we came. Because you can't compare the two. And that's why Chazal felt that we missed out, that it wasn't on the same Madrega. It says in Yeshayahu, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Rashi, Yosef Elokim Shenis Yado Liknos, Kamo Shekanam Mitzrayim Shaisa Gulasim Brura Me'en Shibud, Aval Gulas Ba'yisheni Enam Min Aminyan, Shrei Meshubadim Hayu L'Koresh. You can't count the Gula of Ba'yisheni as a real Gula, because we were still under the rule of Koresh. So when the Goyim give us the AOK and we're under the rule of the Goyim, we need their agreement. So that's not true redemption. That's still Shibud. And therefore it says in the Bracha, Kara Shachav Kariyeh, Rashi says in Bamidbar Perikov Dala Pasuk Tes, we're going to get up like a lion. Bow down, lie down like a lion. Yisyashvu ba'artzam b'koachu b'gvura. We should dwell in our land, settle in our land with power. That's what it means, Kara Shachav Kariyeh. The Ramban in Shmos Lamed Gimel Yodalit, Shiyale Osam El Aretz Bekoyach Godel Biyot Chazagu, with great power. And the Ramban on Bereishis Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Vav says that Avram Avinu pitched his tent Beis El Ubein Ha'ai. Why in this place? Because that was the first place that Yoshua captured. So, this Ramban doesn't make sense. Yericho was the first place we captured, as anyone who ever read Yoshua knows. And Rav Eisenstadt, one of the Mefarshim, explains, in his Perush to the Ramban, that Yericho was captured with a miracle. And here, they actually went to war. They show the power of the Jewish people. And Chazal say that Ru'i and Hayu Yisrael Asus Lehem Neis Bimei Ezra. In the time of Ezra, we should have had a Neis, Rashi says, Lavo Biad Rama, to go with a strong hand, but that we sinned. And because we sinned, we needed the Rishus, we needed permission from Koresh. Now, the sheet of the Rambam is, in his Perush HaMishnayis, that in Tkufas Bayis Sheni, even when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayam, they would fast on Tisha B'Av. And the Tashbitz asks in his Tshuvas, how can you say that, Rambam? It says explicitly in the Gemara that Bizman Shiyesh Shalom, if there's peace, then Yela Sasun L'Simcha, it's a happy time. So how, according to the Rambam, during Bayis Sheni, do we say Tehillim? Do we fast on Tisha B'Av? We shouldn't be fasting on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says if there's Shalom, it's Sasan and Simcha. And Bayis Sheni was a time of Shalom, so it was also Sasan and Simcha. So we shouldn't have fasted on Tisha B'Av. Says the Sfas Emes in his commentary to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. V'nira demefarish kiperish Rashi bizman sheyesh Shalom. What does it mean to have Shalom, says Rashi? She'ein yad akum tkifal Yisrael. That the Goyim aren't ruling over the Jews. In other words, that we have Malchus. So Rabbeinu Hananel explains there that what does it mean Bizman Shiyesh Shalom when we have a Beis HaMikdash? But the Rashi explains that Shalom is that we have power. But when we're kafuf, tachas yada umos, when we're under the rulership of foreign nations, even the Zman Beis HaMikdash, they fasted because it wasn't so terrific. So we see that according to the Rambam, Tzom of Tisha B'Av is not only on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but that on the fact that we don't have Malchus anymore. And even though we have a Beis HaMikdash, they weren't mevatel the Tzom because we didn't have the same Malchus that we originally had. What is the Kohen Gadol daven for? On Yom Kippur? You want to hear what the Kohen Gadol daven's for on Yom Kippur? Rulership, as it says in Yuman Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. V'lo yadi adi avit shilton midaveis Yehuda. It shouldn't pass those who make rulership from the house of Yehuda. Because that's what we see as our glory. Our glory, it's true rulership. Ruling over the land. And as it says in Sanhedrin Ansari Zayin Amid Beis, that Iker Kvodim Upeirim Shal Shalda Bam Uma. The glory of the Jewish people is that nobody else rules over us, no foreign rule. And we see the value of independence in its zenith, in the words of Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Limos HaMashiach El Shibud Malchiyos Bilvad. What's missing in this world in Limos HaMashiach? Just Shibud Malchiyos. Just that we're no longer under foreign rule. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, in a mimer called Eis Dodim, which was written in the Sinai Torah Journal in the year 1948, after the United Nations on the 17th of Kislev, Tavshin Ches, they said that we're allowed to have a Jewish state. And now it's no longer going to be a Shelo Yimredu. There's a Shavua that we shouldn't rebel against the nations. They gave us permission. So writes Rav Chalap, V'hinei Sanhedrin Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis Amrinan, V'shmuel Omar, Diyo La'ovel Shiyamud Be'evlo Meforesh Rashi B'lish Nachwina, Diyo La'ovel Dayin Li'Yisrael Tzar Golos Afilu B'lo Tshuva Negolim. That it's enough for the Jewish people, the Tzar of Golos, even without Tshuva we're going to be redeemed. That's Rashi in Sanhedrin. Says Rav Chalap, V'nira Sheshmuel Etamei Shmuel is following his Shita. Sha'geula tia ba'asara shibud malchiyus. That what's geula? That we're going to remove foreign rule. Lekach shapir yitachin sheyisku l'gula kazu gam below tshuva. So such a gula we can get even without tshuva. The ilu lekiyum kol yehudi anavim shenisnabu aleim vaday tzarech tshuva. To have a fulfillment of what all the great things the Nevuah said, for that you need tshuva. So Shmuel said that it's enough to have geula without tshuva, because Shmuel has a sort of contracted geula. His geula is only a removal of the Shibud Malchiyus. But to have the true geula, that we see a fulfillment of everything the Navi said, for that we need tshuva. And we see in davening that it isn't enough. V'habiyenu l'shalom mi'arba kanfos ha'aretz. We just daven before Kriya Shema, bring us from the four ends of the earth. We also say komamius, that we should be brought standing up strong. We should be standing up strong in our nation. We shouldn't be under a foreign rule. Some more sources, if you haven't had enough now to convince you about the importance of Jewish rulership. It says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amid Beis, three mitzvahs the Jews were commanded when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. One of them was to appoint a king, then destroy the seed of Amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, you need a king. However, the Ramban, in Bamidbar, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, writes that the Beis HaMikdash could also be built if there's a shofet, Bimei Echad Mea Shoftim. So he understands the Braisa, that it's not only talking about a melech, but just a shilton merkazi, a central ruling power. And therefore a shofet is a din of a melech. We know the famous shita of Rav Kook and his tshuvas, brought down many, many times in the Achronim, that the haskam of all the ummah is a din of a melech. That's the power of Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam, this Ramban, who says that a shofet has a din of a melech, this central ruling power also dovetails nicely with the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Ches, that the reason you need a melech is that there shouldn't be machlokes. So as long as you have a central ruling authority, there's no machlokes, so that's why you need a melech. But apparently, a shofet would be good too. B'me'echad me'ashoftim. So if that's true, then what we learn in the Maseches Sanhedrin, Beis Amud Aleph and Shavuos Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, that the only way you're allowed to add on to the Azaris and the Beis Hamikdash and onto Yerushalayim is with a king, so maybe a shofet or a shilton merkazi would be enough. So you see that you could be mechadesh kedushas hamakom just with a shofet, with a central ruling power. And what does the Mabit say in his Kiryas Sefer at the beginning of Hilchos Trumas? V'nireh debe'inan melech or navi v'rov Yisrael lekibush eretz Yisrael hainu bekibush rishon. That we need a king or a navi and rov Yisrael in order to halachically capture Eretz Yisrael. That's the first kibush. Aval kibush sheni, but we went up in the time of Ezra. Kevin shekvar kidsh Eretz Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael was already holy, aval pisha butla kisha galu, lo hutzrichu Yisrael, rov Yisrael, ela Ezra v'siyato kitshua. There we didn't need rov Yisrael anymore in the time of Ezra. Why? Because it was already done by kibush in the first time they captured it. Now that they captured it by kibush, the first time when they went up, now they come at the time of Ezra, you don't need rov Yisrael anymore. However, had they not captured it the first time, then the chazakah the second time wouldn't have helped. So you see, the source of the kedushas Eretz Yisrael the second time is the first kibush. And Rav Neria says that apparently it would seem that the Ktanai of Bias Kulchem, that the Rambam says that in order for Eretz Yisrael to be sanctified a second time, there needs to be a Bias Kulchem, a coming of all the Jews. And in order that it should be holy for Trumas and Maestras, and the Ktanai of Kol Yoshevei Alel, for Yovel, that it has to be, in order to have Yovel, you need to have all the Jews in the land, Kol Yoshevei Alel. So B'Yisodam, the foundation of them is that we have true Jewish rulership. Now there's a Machlokas Rishonim about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Mari de Leon explains in the Megillas Esther, that the sheet of the Rambam is that the mitzvah is Ka'asher lo nie meshuabadim leumos, where we're not under foreign rule. However, if we're under foreign rule, then it doesn't count. That's not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And explains Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublim in his Divrei Sofrim and Osir Dalit, what's true Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? We're ruling the land. When we have rulership, that's true yeshiva. And according to Rabbi Yoshua Lemikutna, that's also the opinion of the Ramban. Gam lefi das haRamban, the mitzvah is ka'adam ha'oseh b'toch shelo, that we should capture Eretz Yisrael in such a way that we can do whatever we want here, that it's ours. And the Ramban in Vayikra Perek Chavav Pasuk Mem Aleph explains the Pasuk, Ve'eveseo Yisrael be'eretz oyveyam, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz oyveyam is Eretz Yisrael, the land of our enemies. How could that be? And he says that we're in Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim are ruling over us. So you see that just being here is not enough. Here, I say here because I'm here. But just being in Eretz Yisrael is not enough. We also need real rulership. We also need to be sovereign. And Rav Nachum Neria Shlita noted to his father what one of the great poskim writes, the Prima Gadim, in his Mishpat Zav and Orach Chaim Siman Tavkuf Ayin Hei and Siv Katan Beis. Why don't we blow Chatzotzros on a Tainus Tzibur? We know there's a halacha that you have to blow trumpets when there's a Tainus Tzibur. Why don't we do it? So he explains that in Chutz Laretz we don't, because when the Pasuk says to blow the trumpets, it says Ba'artzachem, in your land. And in Chutz Laretz you're not in the land. What about in Eretz Yisrael? Why don't we blow trumpets on a fast day in Eretz Yisrael like the Torah tells us to? And the answer is because it's not in our hands. So he understands that when it says Ba'artzachem, it means that it's in your hands. And since Eretz Yisrael is not in our hands, says the Prima Gadol, we can't blow trumpets on a fast day. The Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim to Maseches Pesukah, Daf Lamed Vav, writes that Rabbi Yishmael, who said that there's a mitzvah of Ve'asafta Deganecha, to work the land, is only talking about in Eretz Yisrael, when most of the Jewish people are there. Then it's a mitzvah because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So his great-grandson asks, why should the mitzvah of working the land, which is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why is that tallui in Rov Yisrael? Chasam Sofer says you need Rov Yisrael. In order for there to be a mitzvah to work the land, you need Rov Yisrael, you need most of the Jewish people to be here. Why is it tallui in Rov Yisrael? But based on what we saw earlier in the Megillas Esther, we understand that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is tallui in Rov Yisrael, Shri and Alad Masa, then we're not Meshubah to any of the Umos. Then we're in charge. So that's the shleimus of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, is when we're here and we're ruling. The Ramban says, Shelo na'azvena b'yadzu l'asenu min ha'umos, that we shouldn't leave, that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is not to allow. This is quoted, if you ever read the writings of Rav Aviner, he quotes this hundreds of thousands of times. And he writes so much that he could actually quote it hundreds of thousands of times. He has just endless books. So Shalona, the Ramban says, not written 20 years ago, the Holy Ramosha ben Nachman, Shalona Zvenu Biyadzu L'Seinu Min Ha'umos, that we shouldn't allow anybody else to be ruling in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, that the Mashmos is that the Iker of Mitzvahs Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is even when it's under a foreign rule. Because they brings a raya there just from being Kone land on Shabbos through Amira La'akum. And you make a kinyan when you tell a goy to make the kinyan for you. So there it says, it's mashma there that it's even if there's a foreign rule. So what's the pshat then? So we said that the ikar of the mitzvah is that we should be ruling. So why is there a mitzvah even to be kone chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even under foreign rule? So the answer is that the ikar mitzvah, the primary mitzvah, is that we should be ruling. However, if we can't completely be ruling in Eretz Yisrael, so be kona whatever land you can. So the Gemara in Moed Katan is not going to be a kasha. So there is also an inyan to live here, even if you're under foreign rule. But the Yigur mitzvah is that we should be in control. And says Rabbi Yoshua Lemikutnin is Yeshua Smalko v'kvarim shilu achronu mitzvah saseh shel achilas matzah kikur mitzvah achila v'lekichas achitim l'shem mitzvah v'alisha v'afinu gmar mitzvah. Just like with matzah, the Yigur mitzvah is the achila, and the taking of the wheat and the kneading it and the baking it is not the gmar mitzvah, but it's also part of it. So coming to Eretz Yisrael, just the kibbutz, that he writes is the atchalta de gula, that starts it off. As we say in Yeshayah, Ora kabetz alav l'nikbatzav. So that's the beginning. And obviously, ultimately the goal is that we should be controlling. We should have shilton atzmai. And similarly writes Rav Kook in his preface to Shabbos Haaretz, page 62, explaining the Medrash in the Sifri in Simen Pei. V'karua mikra zeh v'yashavta ba'artzam v'chazru bo'ol ha'makomim b'Eretz Yisrael, where the rabbis left. They were on their way out of Eretz Yisrael, and then they quoted the pasuk, v'yashavta ba'artzam, you should dwell in your land, and they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Kasher also says, Rav Kook, al datam she'elu ha'chachamim latzais l'chutz la'aretz. When these rabbis thought to go out to chutz la'aretz, zachur es ha'pasuk hazeh v'yashavta ba'artzam, that you should dwell in your land. She'kenira diyuku ma'shekara osa ha'torah artzam, she'zeh miyutar. Lodia Shafilu Kodama Kibusha Gomer, She Nakshevis Adaim Artsim Shalagoyim, Mibli Heos Bot Kola Mitzis Bimaloan Gam Os Sipsa Torah Yeshiva Ba, Vein Chibas Kedushas Mitzis Shivas Eretz Yisrael Negras Meirka Klal. That it's called Artsam, says Rav Kook, even when the Goyim are ruling, even when it's Artsim Shalagoyim, and these rabbis still wanted to come back to Eretz Yisrael, because there's still a Mitzvah Yishiv Eretz Yisrael, even if they're Goyim ruling the land. But the ideal, of course, would be that there should be a Shulton Atzma'i for the Jews. However, if there isn't, we still love the land, no matter what. As we said earlier, the opinion of the Rambam is that Tisha B'Av was Noeg in Bayis Sheni, because we didn't have Malchus. And we see a similar idea of the importance of Malchus al pi halacha with respect to ripping. When you see the cities in Eretz Yisrael, it says in Moed Katan and Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, Haroa Ore Yehuda Korea. When you see the cities of Judah destroyed, the tribe of Yehuda, see you rip. And the tour in Aruch Chaim Sim Tavkuf Samach Aleph and the Beis Yosef say that the minig is Dafka Ore Yehuda. Why Dafka Ore Yehuda? Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, a Talmud of the Gra, in his Sefer Pas Shulchan writes, you know why we're ripping on the Arei Yehuda? Because that's where Malchus Yisrael was. The Iker of the Melucha of Yisrael was an Arei Yehuda. And adds the Beis Yosef, why b'chorbanam, you rip when it's destroyed? Ein mehem yishuv klal, dafka when it's destroyed and not settled. Avalim yesh bem yishuv afal pishem bidei akum. If they are settled, even if they're in the hands of Goyim, apparently you wouldn't have to rip your clothing. But he says, I can also say that even if they're settled, but if it's under foreign rule, if the Goyim are ruling, that is considered a Churban. The Churban is, even if it's settled and their beautiful homes built, but the fact that there's a foreign rule, that's considered a Churban. And that, says the Beis Yosef, is the way I paskin. And so writes the Bach, that it's Arei Yehuda b'Churbanam, even if it's settled, it's still considered a Churban. So again, we see from all of this the importance of ruling, if I remember correctly. The Poskim say we don't rip any more Bizman Hazeh. I think there's a tshuva about this in the Igros Moshe, if my memory serves me correctly, but we don't rip anymore about when you go to Arei Yehuda, because now it's under Jewish rule. It's an afgamina lemaisa. When do we rip? So we rip when you get to the Makom HaMikdash. So the Makom HaMikdash is still, the Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed. So when you see the Makom HaMikdash, you rip. However, for just Arei Yehuda, we don't rip anymore because it's under Jewish rule. And that's not considered Churbanam. So from all of this, from all of these sources, and by the way, we've only learned some of this, some of what Rav Neria wrote. There's a lot more. And just giving you a piece. But we see the importance of having Jewish sovereign rulership. However, I do want to make two pretty obvious points. One obvious point is that this would be true Bizman Hazeh if the Jews were really ruling over Israel. But I'm not a big newspaper reader, or listen to the news, or Chas V'Shalom watch the news, I don't own a television, or listen to the radio, but from what I understand about the world, the State of Israel still very much has to answer to the United Nations, and to the particularly the United States of America. So to say that the Jewish people have independent rule over Israel, I think today would be a little bit of a stretch. I think we have some say in what goes on in the country, but ultimately we still have to answer to a lot of foreign powers. So I don't know if the rulership that we have, if the independence that we have today is everything that we've been talking about until now, is true atzma'ut, is true independence. Of course, it's better, doubtless, than the Arabs ruling the country, or the Turks, or the British. We suffered a lot under their hands throughout history. We suffered under the hands of many, many foreign governments. And Baruch Hashem, it's very good today, comparatively. However, I don't know if all we talked about, we started off the Maharal about how it's the Seder of the world, that you should be in control. I don't know how much we're in control. Many times the Israeli government admittedly does things because of pressure from the United States and other governments. So that's one point. And the other point, the other obvious point, is that the government here is not always one that is so excited about the Torah and Yiddishkeit and Yiras Shemayim and some of the laws which are promulgated by the legislated, probably is a better word, by the Knesset and by the Bagatz. The High Court are not always in consonance with the Torah and with the spirit of the Torah and with the values of the Torah. So that is another point made by many, which might put a damper a little bit on one's simcha. And I always like to mention a great tzaddik who lived in Eretz Yisrael for many, many years, Rav Ben Zion Freiman, and a Molokat tzaddik, a tzaddik from a previous generation. Even though we were zocher to have him in our generation, he used to go from yeshiva to yeshiva, just learning chavrusas with boys. So on the night of Yom HaTzmaut, he would say kinos and mea sharim, and sit on the floor and cry. And during the day, he would go to Merkaz HaRav and he would dance. And it wasn't a stira. He felt both the elation of having a state, and also the sadness of all the things that happen here that aren't consistent with the spirit of Torah and Yiras Shemayim in Hashem's palace. We know many things have happened here that when in the king's palace one has to be on his best behavior, and unfortunately we're not always zoche. So those are the two sides shown by Rav Freiman very very dramatically. The sitting on the floor and saying kinos in Me'asharim, and the dancing in Yeshivas Merkaz HaRav about the very same event. And it's not a stira. The same event can be both a great event and also a sad event. So obviously we're very, if you're listening to this, chances are that you're very, very happy on Yom HaTzmaut. But on Yom HaTzmaut we also have to remember the downside, and that the Geula is not yet Shleima, and we haven't yet reached, there's still sick people in the world, and there's still sadness, and there's still darkness, and we wait for the time that there's true light. And all of the Jews that have been killed in battle, over 20,000 chayalim. So that is also a cause for pause. And on the other hand, that we're here, and that we're living, and that Torah is flourishing, and that yeshivas are flourishing, and women's education is flourishing, and yeshivas are flourishing. Mori V'Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, says, if you don't like this government, you want to leave, you want an Arab government, so go to Jordan and open up a shtibel in Jordan. See how it is. See, go to Saudi Arabia and start your own little kehila in Saudi Arabia. See how they treat you. So Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, you can walk down the street in talis and tefillin, and nobody will bother you. And they actually pay you to have children. You get a little bit of money for the government for every child. And Baruch Hashem, never in history has there been so much Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And there's really, really many, many reasons to be happy. So those, I think, are the two sides. And Rav Neria concludes his article with a quote from the Kli Yakar in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shtei mitzvahs elu anochi v'lo yielecha einan miskaimos kiim bezman shigisrael yoshim al admasam. The two mitzvahs on anochi, I am your God and don't have other gods, is only truly fulfilled when the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. V'yore Hashem panav eileim, medaber imayim benochach, ki einan be'astaras panim. God will shine His face to them. God is directly relates to the Jewish people. When one lives in Chutz Laaretz, says Chazal, it's as if he doesn't have a God. It's like Avodah Zarah. Living in Chutz Laaretz, Chazal say, I would never say such a thing. I would never say such a thing. It's a Gemara. Ki eina ba'astar aspanim ki bizman shi Yisrael ba'atzlachasam ne'amar penisi aleichem. When the Jewish people are successful, it says, I will turn to you. Hashem says, I will turn to you. Vaza kadosh baruch hu medabri moim panim el panim el panim. God speaks to them face to face. Ubizmanu miskayim shnei dibros elu. And then these two dibros are truly revealed. Anochi and you lo yielecha. That we know that there's a God. Lekach ne'amar al panai, on my face. Because that's true panim el panim. In Eretz Yisrael, you have the true revelation of God. It's the same Kli Yakar who says in Parshas Lech Lecha that if you have good eyes, even Bizman Hazeh, you can see the Shechina on Har HaBayis. Continues the Kli Yakar v'zeh she'amru, Anochi v'lo yielecha mipi ha'gvura shemanun. Hiskiru dafka kinu lashon gvura klapei Hashem Yizbarach. That Anochi and lo yielecha were heard from gvura, from God Himself, and He uses the word gvura, power, as the kinui, as the nickname for Hashem. Ki ze nemral azman shi Yisrael b'shalvasam. That's when the Jewish people have true serenity. Unfortunately, that's another point that we made, that the true independence is when you have serenity in the land. And we know they say that America is a melting pot and Israel is a pressure cooker. So in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, we have not yet achieved that true shalva, that true serenity. Just tonight I was walking from my apartment in the Jewish quarter of the Old City. I had to get to somewhere I had to walk through the Armenian quarter, and there were Arabs and Armenians and a lot of, I don't know exactly who they were and what they were, but it's not a neighborhood I often go to, and it's about 15 seconds from my house, and one of my children who was walking with me said, I've never been here in my life. So, and it was literally 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds from where I live, because that's not a place where we like to walk unless we really have to. We were on a shlichus of a mitzvah, so we walked. But it's not true serenity. My child was holding on tightly to my hand. I don't know why holding on tightly to my hand is going to make the person any more safe, but we know that's what you do when you're afraid. So we still have a fear. We still have rackets falling in Sderot. So we don't have the true geula yet. We don't have Yisrael b'shal vasam yet. We should be zochas soon amir tzashem. This is a step in the right direction. Ubizmana hu, and when we have true shalva, mosif in korach b'gvur shalmala, we give power to God above. Shenema ve'ata yigdal na korach Hashem, and now God, you should have great power, you should have great korach, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal has great korach, when we are sitting in serenity in Eretz Yisrael, and we should be zoche, that the Jewish government should turn Amir Tzashem b'karov, and to a different type of government. Same land, different people. Of course, I mean Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should be zocha very, very soon to see the Geula Hashleima b'meira v'yameinu. And in the meantime, we will thank Hashem for all the gifts, Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, that we can be in Eretz Yisrael, and we can learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And we know that a mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael is worth so much more than a mitzvah done in Chutz Laaretz. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to put on tefillin when he got off the plane in Israel, because he told Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, it's nisht zel, but it's not the same putting on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael and putting on tefillin in Chutz Laaretz. So baruch shezachinu lekach. Anybody who wants, if you go through Nefesh B'Nefesh, somebody told me recently that they'll pay you $25,000 to settle in the north. They're offering you, they're bribing you a quarter of $100,000, $25,000 to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Ashreinu matov chelkenu ma'noim garaleinu ma'yofa yirushasenu. And we should be zochem mitzashem to the gula ashleima b'meheru v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest friends.